Let's call today's category Images and Their Classic Representations of Modern World Countries. Uncle Sam, you guys with me? We gotta be here till noon. The answer would be, what is the United States? It's Uncle Sam, okay? Now you got it. Next, the maple leaf. What is Canada? The harp, blue background. What is Ireland? Next. Well, if you were a coin collector, you would know that this vine was stamped on all their coins in the past. If you studied architecture, you would know that the vine decorated most of their buildings throughout history. And if you know the Old Testament, you know that the vine symbolizes this country. What is Israel? The vine. In Psalm number 80, the person who wrote that psalm said, Lord, a vine from Egypt you transplanted. Lord, you cleared the ground. It took root, and the vine filled the land. After 3.5 years, the Israelites returned to the Holy Land, the vine, where they filled the land. But in Jeremiah, God spoke to Israel. In Jeremiah, God said to Israel through the prophet, Jeremiah chapter 2, God said to Israel, I planted you, a choice vine. How could you become a false vine? Understanding the Old Testament helps us understand the New Testament. Now we know the background of what Jesus said today in the gospel. Jesus said, I am the vine. You are the branches. You remain in me, you will bear fruit. You can't do anything without me. Jesus said he was the true vine. In other words, Jesus Christ is the new vine. And if we stay connected to him, we will bear fruit. If not, Jesus said, we will be collected like branches that are dry, and we will be burned. I got to pick up a lot of branches in my yard. Titus finds them all. The little guy loves branches, brings them in, chews on them, stacks them, kind of waits for them to be burned. Now, when we read the Bible, I always taught my students, you don't just read a passage. You got to read around the passage. Read before it, read after it. It helps us understand the passage. Jesus said this at the Last Supper. This is a Last Supper discourse. So his disciples just had their feet washed, and Jesus said, be charitable. Now Jesus is talking about a vine, and they have to stay connected to the vine. The disciples must be wondering, how in the world? Now, how do we do this? How do we live this mandate of charity? How do we stay connected so that we're not gathered up and burned? Jesus didn't say, figure it out. Be creative. He gave them then the Eucharist. The Eucharist is how they serve one another. The Eucharist is how they remain in him. Can it be more clear again how the Eucharist is the center of our faith? It's how we remain in Jesus. The Eucharist is how Jesus remains in me, so that I can bear fruit according to his will. We have special guests at this Mass. You see them right here in front. Special guests and their families. We have 8 First Communion Masses here at Corpus Christi. We're doing them all weekend this weekend. We did them last weekend. We'll finish next weekend. There cannot be a better gospel story for you on your First Communion than talk about the vine at the Last Supper. This is how you will remain connected. I remember my First Communion at St. Joseph's in Williston many, many years ago. And I hope you remember today like I remember mine. Because today, that altar has a place for you. That altar is now as much your altar as it is mine, because we're all baptized. You now have a place at that altar. In Mom and Dad's house, my mom and dad's house, they have a table. And I have my chair. It's where I always sit. I'm getting more habitual as I get older, but it doesn't matter. If I'm not home, if I'm not there, that chair is empty and I'm noticed. Kids, I want you to know that this is your table in the home of your parish family. You are noticed when you are not there. You have a place now at the table. And so I congratulate all of you. This has been a marvelous weekend. We will have another First Communion Mass tonight at 5:30. Remember, if there ever is a time in your life, anyone's life in here, where we feel like we are not remaining in our Lord, or we feel like our Lord is not remaining in us, we simply have to reconnect and redevote ourselves to the Holy Eucharist. It is the gift he gave us so that we will never dry out or be gathered up and burned. We will remain in him. He wants us to bear fruit, not just in this life, but in eternal life. Amen.